This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, to all brothers and sisters, let us begin our day with a short prayer recommended by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah, so that inshallah we will always stay connected to Almighty, the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alamin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ahli Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ahli Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namud wa ilayka nushur. Bismillahil ladzi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwas sami'ul alim. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Ya muqallibal qulub thabbit qulubana ala dinik wa ala ta'atik. Allahumma adqilna jannatak. Allahumma adqilna jannatak. Allahumma adqilna jannatak wa ajirna minan nar wa ajirna minan nar wa ajirna minan nar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin ya rabbil alamin. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we always try to spend time for the sake of Allah rabbil alamin, because Allah always remind us about time. That's why in the Quran Allah talk about wal fajri, and then he talk about wad duha, then he talk about wal asri, and then he talk about wal layli. Allah is telling all of us the importance of time. We grow with time, we learn through time. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ remind his ummah who are able to recite dua. The minute you open your eye, you call upon Allah, because he is the one who gives us life. By saying, Alhamdulillahillazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. O Allah, all praises belong to you. Yeah, we thank Allah. For him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have give us life again after our death. Sleeping is like dying. You off everything when you are asleep. Your eyes closed, your mouth sometimes is open because you need extra oxygen maybe. So you have sometimes dry throat because of that. Because we are so used to open our mouth when we are sleeping. Yeah. So your ear is off, everything is off. And that's why before you go to bed, the Prophet ﷺ remind his ummah not to forget the minimum dua, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. Oh, with your name, I am going to sleep. And hope that I will be awake tomorrow again. Yeah. There are people who sleep and never wake up. That is the end. But we are not ready yet. I think all of us who are here, you are going to sleep again tonight, I don't think you are ready not to wake up tomorrow. You're starting to plan your day. You also put some alarm so to help you to wake up early. So it's very important to understand time. Now, there are times that we are alone, but the Prophet ﷺ have taught us, whoever are connected to Allah, he never feel alone. He always feel that Allah is there with him. And he is alert about the two angels, Kiraman Qatibin. He's not alone. But people who are not connected to Allah, they can feel very lonely. Then they'll go to depression because nobody wants to talk to you. Especially, you know, the COVID time, a lot of people suffer because of that. Because they are so used to go out, talk to people, suddenly no traveling. You just cannot get out. No. So everybody is having a lot of new tests from Allah. And to the extent they do not just stay at home and be with the family, that is the best time for them to strengthen their relation between the family. Because family relationship is very fragile. But we fail again. We do not just isolate ourselves from the society. We even isolate ourselves within the family. So we have a lot of people having problem. Children is at home. They cannot go out. Mother, father is at home. But no communication. He go to his room. And she also went to her own room. Everybody is busy doing their own thing. I always say, do you know how blessed we are that Allah qadar to make COVID happen? Even we don't like, nobody like it. But Allah give us all the time now to reflect, to rebuild the relationship that we have developed by staying alone. We are not married earlier. Then later on you choose to have a family. And you are not happy just husband and wife. You look at me, I look at you just day in, day out, just two faces. Then we want to have children. Alhamdulillah, Allah grant us with children. And when we want to have children, Allah and the Prophet always guide us. Don't just have children, but have righteous children. Yeah. Even Prophet, all the Prophet will ask Allah to grant them with offspring, by offspring that is right, zuriyatan tayyiba, righteous children. Why? So that it bring extra happiness. We know, brother and sister, our life in this world is very short. Very, very short. The saying among the Malays, maybe the Arab has their own saying, but the Malays say, alangkah pendeknya hidup di dunia antara azan dan solat. How short is our life here? It's between azan and prayer. Normally from azan to prayer, how long? 10, 15 minutes. After the azan, then people may pray sunnah qabliyah and so on. Then 10 minutes, 15 minutes maximum, iqamah, you start to pray. Why do they use that kind of example? Because normally when a child is born, the traditional Muslim will call azan on the right ear, some may more iqamah on the left ear. They said the Prophet does it. But the hadith on this is not authentic. Yeah. Then, that's why they say azan. And then when you die, people are going to offer the prayer for you. Salatul janazah. So that's why they say antara azan and salat. That's how short our life, the reality of the life. But because of this dunya, we forget that our time is very, very short. Yeah. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people who is not a loser towards time. And that's why when we call people to do something good, they give excuse. Anything good, they always give excuse. I have no time, I'm busy. But anything not good, I will make time. I will be there. You know, they always have excuses. Good, the shaitan whisper, delay, delay. No, don't waste your time. Anything bad, you're very energetic. You see? Allah said, wal asri innal insan lafi khusrin. Allah swear with time that every human is a loser. We all are loser. Why? Because we don't follow the guidance. You create a lot of problem to yourself because you refuse to follow the divine guidance. It's like children, if you refuse to follow what your parents want you to do for your best, it's for you. You don't know, you are young, you don't know. You just want to play, but everything there's limit. Who knows the parent? They know, they say, time to sleep, time to eat. Even you want to play, what kind of game you should play? If you endanger you, no. But we don't know. And you want to follow your desire. If the parent just leave you alone, it's a disaster. Yeah. But now, the parent keep on guiding. And you follow. If you follow, alhamdulillah. At the end, you benefit. Because now you pick up all the good things. No parent want anything bad for the children. Except, you have a group of parents, they train their children to go and beg, to get money for them. That is the worst. How can you bring up your children and make them professional beggar? Your children are not going to work anymore. They just go to the public and keep on begging. Astaghfirullah. That's why in Islam, Allah and our Prophet have reminded us that husband and wife, we are talking about the fragile vessel, the book, is talking about family or our precious sprout, yeah? Islamic regulation for newborn, to make understand our duty from the beginning when you have a baby. Yeah? We know that relationship between a husband and wife is very fragile. Relationship between parent and children also very, very fragile. Yeah? If you don't take good care of it, it breaks very fast. Then everybody suffers. Now coming to children, children is a gift from Allah. It's a blessing. Yeah? It's like, you know, you have house, big room. You have a garden, a big space, but no flower. You only have tree, but no flower. You may enjoy the greenery, but it won't attract your attention. But if you go into and you see the different color of flowers, Allahu Akbar, it makes you so relaxed. You know? Children is like a flower. Of course, they have up and down, you know. Why they keep on become very active? Because children, fitra, they cannot communicate with you. They don't know. So, but they want your attention. That's why we said, learn the important to have 5 vitamin A. 5 vitamin A. I share 3. You look for 2. Some homework. Every children, or not only children, even we as adults, we want the first A, attention. We want people to look at us, attend to us. That's why we are very active, jumping up here and there, and because we just want attention. And if the children is playing, you look at them, oh, they're very happy. they will jump further. They don't know how dangerous is that. They just love. And when you look at them, you are, you know, you are attracted to them, they will do more. That is A number one. A number two, children as they grow, they want you to appreciate them. They want you to don't take them for granted. No? Appreciation of the children. They may not do the right thing, but if you know how to respond to them, appreciate them, make them feel very, very happy. Yeah? And the third A is also the one, what? Assurance. They want to be secure, but they do not know. Children, they do not know danger. They thought that playing outside is always safe. Not necessary. People kidnap children. They may just want the organ from the children. They sell organ, human organ. They just don't care. Human is one of the worst creation of Allah. They were the best at one time, and then Allah said, you become the worst. That's why Allah Rabbul Alameen said to the world, he said, wal asri innal insan lafi khusrin illa allazina amanu wa amilu salihat. Allah swear with them, human is all loser until they become a believer. And when you become a believer, you still become a loser, because iman is not just feeling, believing in something, but you do not follow up with action. إِلَّا لَزِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ. And even if you are very active, you can still be a loser because you are doing things that do not benefit you. A lot of people are very active in doing what? Gossiping, backbiting, slandering. What do you gain from that? Nothing. You collect more sin. But your friends say, oh, you are so good. No, you are so brave. Brave in doing what? Brave in dividing the people. Create hatred among people. Brave in killing innocent people like in Gaza. Is that you call braveness? You are a coward. You are fighting innocent people. If you're ready to fight with them, wait until they grow big. Then you fight. Example. This is something we must remember. And also, Allah said in Surah At-Tin, yeah, what he said, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. I create human in the best form. I give them the best guidance. I provide them all the good food, halalan toiba. I also provide them good environment. Now it's up to them. Do you want to be in a good environment? Do you want to eat good food? Halal food? Do you want to have a good family? You have to ask. You want to have righteous children, good children? You have to ask. If any parent want to have good children, they must set good example. If they want to keep themselves healthy and also the children healthy, provide them with good food, quality food, halalan tayyiba. That's how you move on. That's how we all been taught in Islam. If you are not careful, ثُمَّ رَدَتْنَاهُمْ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Allah said, I created you, give you the best. You choose not to follow. Of course, Allah said, وَحَدَيْنَهُمْ نَجْدَى. I show you two ways. My way and the other way. Allah is the one who create the good and also the bad. Halal, haram. We must not have the belief Allah only create halal animal. How about haram animal? How about pig created by Allah? Why Allah create? Allah, He is the creator. You don't ask Him. He know. He create everything. And then He said, you do this. Don't do that. You eat this. Don't eat that. You want to see whether you follow or not. If everything good, you don't know what is bad. Bad also become good because you don't know. That's why we have problem when we don't have the knowledge to know who is a good friend. And you trust the wrong person, then you suffer because they are going to destroy you. They will backstab you. Because you trust the wrong people. So Allah, that's why in the Quran, if you look the beauty of the Quran, after Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah, the few verses, Allah talk about good guy, bad guy, ugly guy. We have been reciting the Quran. We may understand the meaning, but we do not know how to relate the verses of Allah into our daily life. Why Allah start with good, bad, ugly? Because Allah know that we are going to face these three environment. Three group of people is there. The good guy, this is the sign, A, B, C, D, good. Bad guy, clear. It's like now you talk about what happened in Gaza. Are they good guy? The one who killed the innocent people? Do you say they are good? Can you say they are good? If you support them, then you know. You are just like them. You don't talk about human rights. You don't talk about children. You don't know what is children. You don't talk about peace. Because you don't want peace. Can you imagine you come to the country when people welcome you later on? You build a wall. Who allowed you to build this wall? There's a wall been built before East and West Europe. They have broken their wall because it's not healthy. They become borderless because we are human. We need to move around. You think you can survive by yourself? No. We complement each other. No. Rich, you think the rich can survive without the poor, hardworking people? They become rich because of the poor people. The one who is going to work is the poor guy. If everybody is rich, do you want to work? I don't need to work. I have all the money I want to spend. So everything is balanced. When Allah created everything, He make it balanced. So He is guiding us. The good guy, A, B, C, D, bad guy, C, and the ugly guy. Who are the ugly guy? Who are the ugly guy? The munafiqeen, the non-believer is a bad guy because they don't value you. But if you're a believer, you value everybody. Because the iman will guide you. People who have iman, what did Allah say? Kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best ummah. Ukhrijat linnas. Created by Allah among mankind. Why you are good? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. What is right, you will promote. Fair and square. Basic human right, you will be there. What is wrong, you will be there too. To say no. No injustice. No killing. No oppression. Honor basic human right. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you do everything guided by your iman. Allah said that. To guide all of us. Alhamdulillah. So please, brothers and sisters, don't underestimate what the Quran have taught us. Just follow. You will never regret. You find peace. Every problem you encounter, Allah promised us. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever have taqwa to Allah, I show you ways to overcome all your problems. We have problem, of course. Young with the young problem. The elders with the elder problem. Politician, political problem. Economist with economy problem. Nobody can say, I have no problem. But the beauty part in Islam, when you have problem, the creator Allah, He knows. Don't think He don't know. You think that Allah don't know COVID is coming? He has all the knowledge. Nothing happened without the knowledge of Allah. Only we are caught by surprise. But then Allah show you ways how to overcome and move forward. That's why we have been blessed. The Quran is a divine guidance. The Prophet is here to show you the way. Just follow. Then you will never regret, inshallah. Now, coming back to this topic today, it's about family. Now, you have a new bond. Allah grant us with new family, child. What should we do as parents? Do the child have right upon us? Yes. Allah even informed us, فَلْيَنْزُلِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Do humans look into the food that we have prepared for them? When a mother is, a woman is pregnant, do we eat? Must you eat? You must. Even if you have difficulty in fasting, break your fast when you have pregnancy. Because the food that you are eating is not only for you. It's also for the baby to grow. Allah created a system when the woman is pregnant. You need to have extra food now. Because you're not eating alone. Something is growing inside and they need nutrition. That's why I always emphasize to a lot of parents or the new couple, when your wife is pregnant, make sure you are moving your habit from just eating anything to eat, if possible, you have the means, go for organic food. Everything become organic. If you have the means to spend, because you know it's not easy for the pregnant mother. She needs extra energy, extra nutrition. But it's not for her now, also for the growing of the baby inside her. But this one, men don't understand. Because men never experience pregnancy. They only can grow fat like a pregnant lady. Yeah. That's all. Full of rubbish inside there. No. So when you love the baby and love your wife, immediately you see that she's going through the pregnancy, you must have extra care. It's a jihad for the mother to experience all the pain that she has to carry. Yeah. We can sleep very well. Do you think our wife can sleep very well? No. The minute she wants to rest, the one inside gives him a side kick. And then she's awake now. Oh, feel some pain. Yeah. The minute he's going to rest again, he gives an elbow. He's doing a lot of MMA inside, you know. Yeah. But we don't know. We men say, why lah? Why you're sleepless? Why you're in pain? Why next time you be careful? Now, immediately after the birth of the baby, today we have three. Baby is coming to do the shaving. And this is called the package of Akika. Yeah. So that's why the root of Akika derived from the Arabic word Akka, which means split or cut, refer to cutting the throat of the animal that is sacrificed for a child's birth. Baby girl, one sheep. If you want a cow, one cow. You go by number, they don't go by size. But you cannot sacrifice chicken or duck. Too small. Minimum. Because chicken you can eat by yourself. Yeah. Minimum is a goat. Sheep. Or you have the mean. I want to slaughter a cow. One cow. They cannot share. A lot of people are confused. They say, Akika, Korban, combined. No. Korban is Korban. Akika is Akika. Those who have the mean, what the Prophet wants you to do, the minute the child is born, do you know if the child is born, say, in Ramadan, then Zakat Fitrah is wajib now. Any life, one is just born 2 days ago, happened, is end of Ramadan, you must pay Zakat Fitrah for her or for him. To purify the child is a sacrifice, very minimum sacrifice. Zakat Fitrah, how much per year? How much in Selangor Zakat Fitrah? 7 ringgit. Normally, I will give extra because I like to value the food I eat per day, lunch and dinner, how much I spend. If I said a meal 15 ringgit, then I calculate 30 ringgit. I will give. 1 year, 30 ringgit is how much? Nothing. And why are you so calculative with God? That is number one. For the baby boy, two. Two goat or two cows. They go by number, they don't go by size. For the Qurban, for Raya Haji, Idul Adha, one cow, 7 people can share. Goat, 1 to 1. That is Qurban for Haji. Yeah. Now, what happened when a child is born? I always remind the 7th day, the best, of when the 7th day of the birth of the baby, parent must now make a final decision. Number one, to give the name. You can prepare now before you are married also. But it's very good. Minimum, the maximum you can go on the 7th day of the child's birth, you must be ready for a name. Choose a good name. Because the Prophet said, be careful of name. Because the name can be a prayer. When people always call you with good name, may the good prayer be upon the child. But you give them a bad name, people are calling them with a bad name. Don't think that, I want the sound, I want to mix this sound, Western, Eastern a bit. No. The meaning is important, not the sound. So please, be wise. Don't get confused. And that the Prophet said, if boy, the Prophet highly recommend have an Abdul inside. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim, Abdul Quddus, Abdul Muhaimin, because Abdul, and after that, the name of Allah. So that the child is been known as the servant of Allah. For the girls, you have all the beautiful names, Khadijah, Aisha, Maimuna, all the good names. Yeah. 7 days. On the 7th day also, you slaughter the animal. Give the one who slaughtered the animal the name of the baby. And we hope that they will carry out the slaughtering. Now, I was informed, just slaughtering an animal, a sheep, and cooking the meat, whether you want curry or kurma, it may cost you 1,400 plus. Yeah. If you had the meat, do it. Yeah. Then what do you do the same day, the 7th day? Is you shave the baby's hair. Shaving the baby hair. For the girl, you only shave once and no more shaving. Because you are not supposed to shave the hair of a woman. No. For the men, you can still shave. When they go for Umrah, they can shave their hair. When they go to Hajj, they can shave. But not for women. Shave the baby hair. And that is going to happen after the class today. Yeah, you have twin and plus another family one. So there are 3 babies coming in today. Here we do that. We have the services. And how you shave the hair, the Prophet even show you. Start from the right side. Not cutting the hair, shaving the baby's hair. Not cutting. The tradition, potong jambul, they say. With what? With coconut. Coconut is good for you to drink and eat, not for you to waste. No. Wait, yeah. Number one, yeah. Shave the hair. And after shaving the hair, the tahnik come in. Tahnik is the time of the Prophet used to chew dates and then smash it inside and take some part of the dates to just rub on the baby's gum. Something sweet. We don't encourage us to use that because the saliva of the Prophet have extra benefit. Even sometimes when somebody was bitten by some poison, scorpion and something, the Prophet would just spit on that wound and it recover. But our saliva have no blessing. So we just replace with something that the Prophet loved to. And the Prophet even said, Alaykum bishifa'ain. Seek healing from 2. One is honey. Honey is good. It's not just any other sugar, but pure honey will benefit us. 2nd is the Quran. If you have any unrest, confusion, read the Quran. Understand the Quran. The Quran is a shifa, Allah said. وَنُنَزِّرُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى وَرَحْمَةُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's a mercy and it's a healer for those who believe. So we will do that, use honey and rub on the gum of the baby. Then we make dua. Then the hair of the baby will be weighed. We have a scale, special scale, to weigh the baby's hair and look into how heavy is the hair. 1 gram, 2 gram, 3 gram, 4 gram. The heaviest that I've experienced through 100 of baby that we have been shaving is 6 gram. 10 gram, we have 10 gram. Oh yeah, written in our book, 10 gram. Normally, 2. Just 2 gram. Yeah, baby hair is still very, it's the newborn don't have a lot, but somebody Allah grant them, you know, with thick hair, no? So we have to shave, clean everything. You weigh, and then you give sadaqah based on the weight of the baby hair. Minimum, you give sadaqah with the value of silver. Minimum. Silver is very minimum. But people who want to do something extra in giving donation, then you can value with gold. If you want, yeah. Because anything you do, especially sadaqah, you don't lose anything. And that is a symbolic reminder. By doing that, we hope that our children, when they grow, they like to donate. They like to help the poor and the needy. They are not selfish people, just think of themselves. Everything the Prophet wants you to do is very, very educational. You have a very deep, you know, effect for the children as they grow. Mm-hmm. Then the meat, of course, the hair that you have with, and then you give sadaqah, then you go and bury it in your house, any small compound, you have some earth there, just dig a bit and put and bury the hair colors. For the baby boy, highly recommended again to go through circumcision. For the baby boy only. On the 7th day. Too. Today is easy because they have, yeah, different kind of way now. Compared with our time, you know, you have to look at the razor blade, you know. You are worried also, you know. So you don't know, and then you have to have the, our traditional way, they say batang pisang, pokok pisang, biar batang. Yeah, to balance up everything. Yeah. But now they have a kind of treatment that they just covered the private part of the baby boy. Because they are still young, their skin is still very fragile, soft, and it can clean everything very, very fast. Because baby don't run, don't walk, so it's easy for the healing. Yeah. So do that for the baby boy. Baby girl, not necessary. The Prophet will ask, how about baby girl? He said, they can do if they want. Because that is part of the way to keep ourselves clean. Easy for the cleaning of our private part in the future. You see? So alhamdulillah, we have an issue before in Penang. A group of disbelievers criticize circumcision. They talk so bad about this. They say these Muslims are dirty guys, you know. That's why they have to go through all this, because they are very dirty, filthy, they are sick people. They attack us from all angles. I was in Penang at that time. So we have to counterattack. So we make a protest. We went to the Indian area and tell them. What we are doing is not only in Islam. It's from the time of Prophet Abraham alayhi salam. All prophets from that time go through circumcision. A kind of cleaning. So we are so upset. We said, you people eat banana with banana skin. Do you eat banana with banana skin? Even monkey don't do that. Monkey also know how to eat banana. So we are using, we get upset, so we use monkey and banana. So in reality, it's true. Nobody want to eat banana with the skin together. So they get upset after that. myself, who is more civilized? I think we are more civilized than you. Even the monkey is more civilized than you. So we do all this, we make people understand. The process of circumcision is to help you to clean yourself better. Yeah. Now the baby's right have been given. Any parent who want to have baby, please prepare yourself. Yeah. You do not know how to shave the baby head, then you can bring it to a place that people who know, they will help you. Here we have been doing this for more than 35 years. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So we hope all of us will have the right understanding that what Allah and the Prophet want us to do is for our benefit now to the future. Because the baby right is being honored. Now, the problem we have among the community, the society here, we normally delay it without a purpose, a reason. If the baby can't shave their hair, baby hair cannot be shaved because he is still in the hospital because of what? Why we delay the baby that they cannot come out so fast? Because of what? Normally, because of what? Yeah? Because they say, because of the what? Yeah, because of the yellow fever. So they have to put into to make sure that he is protected. What did the brother just say? That's a yellow fever. That is very common lately. So because of that, the baby cannot be discharged. Yeah. So they will try to help the baby back to normal. So then you can not delay the akikah. The akikah should be on the 7th day of the baby's birth. Yeah, like if the baby is born on Saturday, last Saturday, then when it will be 1 week? So you count. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday will be the day of akikah. But the shaving and all the tahnik, you wait until the baby is discharged. You can delay that because of the situation. But there's no reason for you to not to do akikah on the 7th day. Because akikah is not on the baby, it's on the animal. Yeah. So inshallah, you don't have that problem. The animal also have to go through yellow fever. You know, the animal is always ready. You just have the money to pay, bismillah. Okay? But when you slaughter the animal, the Prophet even guide us. See how detailed Islam is. It's not a religion up to you. No. The Prophet is here to show you all the SOP, how to slaughter the animal, then divide the animal into 3 parts. Up to you. Minimum, you must not forget the poor and the needy. 1/3 for the poor and the needy, 1/3 is for you and your family, and 1/3 to anybody that you want to give. Whether Muslim, not yet Muslim, they have the right. Yeah, for this meat. Some people will just cut and put in the pack, no plastic pack, say 1 kilo. So if you have 40 kilo, so you divide into 3. For the poor, for yourself, and for those who you want to distribute. Your neighbor, your friend, distribute. This is the meat from my baby's akikah. But if you want to make it easier, you can even slaughter it and then call somebody to cook and pack ready to eat. And they have this. You pack it with rice. Yeah, you negotiate with the one who is doing this, they'll tell you. We always do that. We have our friend who is doing that. So we say, okay, now, how much is the goat? And then the cooking for the animal after they slaughtered and everything. And then how much is per pack with rice and nasi biryani? Yeah, always they like to be company with nasi, the brave nasi, nasi yang berani. Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, so they will do it for you. Maybe now the latest one we have done last week is for the rice, they charge you $4.50 per pack. So $4.50 per pack. So all together, it may cost you about how much? 1,000 plus still. 1,004 for the animal and the cooking. And plus the rice, 1,008 plus. Now the pack is ready. They send it to you. You divide into three groups. Yeah. One, if you don't want to take your part, also okay. You say, no, I take just 5 for my family. The rest you distribute. We can do that too. We help them to do that. These are the services that we do over here. Yeah, that's how we move on, brothers and sisters. May Allah Rabbul Alameen give us the understanding, the wisdom to do what Allah wants us to do for the benefit of the future generation. Yeah. But a lot of us was not. Sometimes the problem I encounter, the parents want to fix the day they are free. You should be slaughtering on Thursday. Oh, Thursday is a working day. Why not we do on Saturday, weekend? No, there's nothing to do with your day. It's the baby's right. Please remember, it's the baby's right, not your day. But we don't understand. We don't know what to get people. Nothing to do with that. It's a baby. But you want to delay, you must distribute. They want to delay their cooking if they want to cook by themselves, or they want to delay by eating, they keep in the fridge, up to them. But honor the day that Allah and the Prophet have fixed for the baby. So 7 days, if you have some problem, 14. 7 to 7. But don't wait until 7 years. 7 years, you cannot do tahnik anymore. He bite you already. So there are rules in Islam. We hope Allah Rabbul Alameen give us the hidayah, the love to do what Allah and the Prophet want us to do, not do what we want. No. Islam never follow us. Allah never. We must follow Islam. Because we belong to Allah. Sooner or later, you're going to return back to Him. But Allah is all loving, all forgiving, and Allah said to all of us through His Prophet, "Qul ya ibadillazina asrafu ala anfusim la taqnatu min rahmatillah innallaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a." O Muhammad, tell the people who have wronged themselves, who have been unjust to themselves, who have done a lot of mistakes, never give up hope with Allah. Allah is always there to forgive all your past sins. Allah is telling us. So why must you have doubts with Allah? You can have doubts with people. If you have done some mistake with somebody, you ask for forgiveness. Sometimes the person will say, "I forgive you here, okay. See you in Akhirah." Wow. Now you're worried now. Whether you are, you cannot escape from Akhirah. You know, you have to go. That's why the Malay have their culture. Hari Raya, maaf, zahir, batin. Zahir and batin. No. What is in your heart that you don't like, please forgive me also. Yeah? You don't keep, okay lah. But akhirat, nah. But one thing, you will be caught in akhirat. Sure to be caught. If you borrow money from your friend, you promise to pay back. You pretend that you don't owe him anything. You don't pay back. It's a debt. Even the Prophet time, when somebody died and the Prophet want to perform funeral prayer, he asked, do this deceased person have any debt, utang? If there is any of the family member who is going to take over the responsibility, no, the Prophet just leave. He don't pray. But if some of the family members say, okay, anybody who feel that he have loan, from, please come, we take the full responsibility. Alhamdulillah. That one, you cannot play around. If you have borrowed something from somebody, you've promised to pay, you must pay. If you can't pay on time, then you can talk to that person. Can you help me delay? Give me more extra time. I cannot pay you one lump sum. Can I pay you monthly? Do what you can. Don't just disappear. Like, I owe him nothing. And that's why when it comes to borrowing, lending, in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, there is the longest ayat. One page just about borrowing and lending. Why? Because it's very, very important. If not, you are committing injustice to your fellow brother or sister. You borrow money and you have no intention to pay, then the Prophet said, "Fahuwa sariq," he is a thief. Day of judgment, even you die shahid in the battlefield, you can go to paradise immediately because you owe people money and you don't pay. You will be stuck. You bypass Siratul Mustaqim, the long bridge, but there is one smaller bridge, shorter bridge before entry Jannah, called Al-Qantara. You are stuck there. You have to wait until the person that you owe him come. And then, if he forgives you. There are many ways. If he don't forgive you, then there will be a transaction. You're going to Jannah, you have a lot of good deeds. Now your good deeds is going to be transferred. They don't need money. Money cannot buy anything. No supermarket, no mini market there. When you go to Jannah, everything is free. You know, you don't have to use money. Everything is free. Just ask, it come. And everything is instant. Who is the one who prepare? Who is your chef? Angel. Can you imagine? Angel prepare food for you. How blessed are we in Jannah? Allahu Akbar. Yeah. And you have all the facilities that you want. You have jacuzzi. No. And you also have three rivers. The river of wine, the river of honey, and the river of milk. Can you imagine? You soak yourself into the milk, and then soak yourself into honey. How soft is your skin? You're going to ask any of the spa here. It's going to cost you a lot. And there is pure honey. Pure milk. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Just try to go to Jannah. And please prepare ourselves. You have done a lot of mistakes. Don't worry, Allah said, I am ready to forgive. Just be ready to make some migration, be ready to make changes. And one of the best ways to make our migration is your environment. Choose a good environment, good friend. A good friend will never abandon you. A good friend is always there to help you, compliment everything. What you are lacking, they have extra, they will share with you. they'll never abandon you. It's like a good parent never abandon their children. They will not do that. Children may abandon parents, but not parents. So we hope we who are children today, if you still have parents, be grateful, be thankful. Because don't underestimate the parents' prayer. Yeah? You remember the saying among the scholars that heaven lies beneath the feet of your mother. Be a mother is very unique. So when the prophet was asked by a man, who should I honor first? The prophet said, your mother. And then he asked again, then who? Your mommy. Then who? Your ummi. Still back to mother. But this guy kept on asking the prophet, no, he wanted to hear other things. So the prophet said, the fourth thing, your papa. Papa only come at the fourth level. Mother play a very, very important role. They go through the pregnancy, the pain, the suffering, everything. And after you're born, they are there to comfort you, breastfeed you, make sure that you sleep before they sleep. If you call the father to take care of the child children, he will sleep before the baby sleep. If you sleep, 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 boom, he slept already. No, father don't have that patience like a mother. You cannot be like a mother because you are not a mother. You must honor who you are and act accordingly. He is a he, she is a she. Yeah. May Allah help all of us to be in a good environment so that we become a better person. Yeah. Don't give up hope. And always try your best. Yeah. Now we open for Q&A to the sisters here, the girl now. Please, ask. Okay.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Now. I have two questions. Okay. The first question, what if the parents don't have money to do akikah or the donation? The second question, Yeah. Answer the first question first. Okay. I don't have the second question right now.
If they don't have the means, they don't have to do anything. But if some family members who have extra, their relative, their uncle, the cousin, they say, we will help you, then you can do that. Remember, anything to do with hukum, Allah said, لَا يُكَلِّفَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْأَهَا. Allah will never burden you except what you are able to do. Clear? Good. Next.
For the second question, what if you owe someone money and then by the time you want to repay the person, you have no contact or anything with that person anymore?
Repeat your question.
What if you owe someone money,
okay,
but by the time you want to repay the money,
okay,
you have no contact or okay, are unable to repay the person money anymore?
Yeah, because maybe he have migrated to another country or we don't have. If you know any of his family members, the person is not around anymore, or maybe he passed away. Example. Then you must look for the family. Because it belongs to them. The children have right to inherit that property. If it's a big amount, small amount, you just pass it to the family, next of kin, and say, this is what I owe your parent. I'm sorry that I was not able to pay earlier because I don't have the means now. Allah give me rizki. I still remember I owe, he have been kind, yeah, to lend me this money. Now I'm going back. It's up to them now. If the next of kin said, no more, we need sadaqah, then khalas. Then you can do sadaqah on behalf of the deceased. Yeah? That you are doing sadaqah under his name. And may Allah accept the good deeds. And that's how we move forward. Yeah? Now, any other question? Next, now. Share so that the people hear you. So that people will hear you. Okay. They record. Yeah, go.
Okay. What I mean is that, just continuing to her question, she's, you said, if there is no family, is it okay to, like, just to do sadaqah on behalf of the person because the person is lost?
Yeah.
Just to do sadaqah.
Yeah, you have to do something.
Okay.
You can't communicate with anybody. You don't know their parents. They don't know where they are at all. Communication is cut off. So then you can give sadaqah.
Okay.
On his name. Okay. For the sake of Allah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it is his money. You see, so you're using his money to do something good for him.
Right.
No problem. Yeah, you can do that. But if any of the member is still around, let them decide whether they want to give sadaqah or they want to distribute among the family members. Or maybe he owes somebody money. Oh, now the money come in, he can even repay back. So you cannot act on his behalf without getting his permission. Yeah. Just example, suddenly you have his contact number, but he is overseas now. And you call him, brother, you remember, he may forget, but you remind him because you know. That's why the Prophet and Allah want you to write it down so that there is an evidence. You know, it's very important to make sure that you are a person that can be trusted. You are not a cheater, you are not a liar. You commit and then you're going to pay. I train myself, I don't owe anybody. Anything I want to buy, I have the means, I buy. I don't have the means, I have patience. If I owe somebody even 10 ringgit, I have sleepless night. Worry, I may die. No? I will make sure that I will pass it to them as soon as possible. If not, if they got account, we also have our account. Can you give me account that I will just transfer? I want to sleep in peace. No, that is my practice. Shukur, alhamdulillah, Allah make life easy. Even when we want to do some project for the home, anything that we have to do for welfare activities, and people trust us. Bankers also trust us. They want to help us. You can take a loan. I say, no, we will do what we can. Because loan you involve in interest sometimes. We don't do that. We will survive, inshallah. We believe in Allah's blessing and Allah's help. Yeah, so try our best not to get involved, if possible. Yeah? Now,
I have another question. Referring to the aqiqah.
Back to aqiqah.
Yeah, back to aqiqah. If, for example, the person doesn't have the money to do the aqiqah, let's say second or third year, he has the money, right? So the burden, you know, he has a burden on the first, second, or third year. Then he remembers, he has the money.
The money now.
Yeah, after 3 years. How will he count the days, like after 7 days, you know?
No, if only when you have the mean now, you recall that I never performed aqiqah yet.
Yeah.
Now I want to do, you do. So, it's a belated aqiqah. No problem. No, this is something that you don't delay unnecessary. Mm. So we have the mean now, you don't have the thing of aqiqah, khalas, it's not wajib. It's sunnah mu'aqadah.
Right.
Then you can engage in qurban. Qurban of either adha. Yeah.
But the days, how
no, no, they're gone, because the day is the day that the Prophet fixed 7 to 14.
Okay.
So if you can't, then you consider it's okay. Don't worry.
Understand.
Yeah, don't worry at all. No. Anything that is sunnah, you don't have to repay back normally. Yeah. Anything wajib, you should. Naam. Any last question? Naam. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can we send the money for the aqiqah to other country, like in Gaza, Then, like in Philippines, they just send us the picture of the goat or sheep. If the sheep or goat is okay.
Yeah, I understand that. As long as you are doing it, where you want to do it is up to you. But you must remember, you have right, it's good also for you not to forget your family members and also your neighbor. It is something happening in our family. So that also you want the neighbor to feel that this is how we Muslim respond to a newborn baby. We are grateful to Allah, we do akikah, invite them or give them the meat so that they will enjoy. That's why they like you to do within your area. But if you find that nobody is eating meat now, now you have some group of people who are suffering, not enough food. If you are sure, you can slaughter over there. I don't know whether they got sheep over there anymore, you know, because even human is being slaughtered, you know. How about animal? So it's not easy sometimes. You have good plan, but we don't know. For you to slaughter other country, sheep over there, is no more fresh. So you can do other things. This kind of meat is better to do within our meat. And if you want to help them, you help them in a different manner. They need other kind of thing more than just meat. Yeah, just example. Yeah, if there is somebody who are sure you can do it properly over there and you can distribute, no problem. No problem. Yeah. Like in Philippines, it's easy because you don't have war there, so you know your family members. Can you do this? Distribute to the people, the poor people. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, can be done. Don't worry, inshallah. Yeah. Now.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Sheikh, I have a question regarding akikah. If let's say something comes up, I reach out to a caterer, but they cannot. They need to do the akikah earlier. Let's say it hasn't reached the 7th day. Can I do it earlier?
No.
No, must be on the 7th day.
Minimum. 7. You can be delayed.
Can delay, but not early.
Okay. No, it's like prayer, no? Can you pray earlier? If you're musafir, yes. You're not musafir, no. You must wait until the time is in. Yeah. So, may Allah bless us. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa laqri da'wana. You have last one. Now.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Yeah, it's about the debt. I think it's, having heard what you said about debt, it's a very heavy, heavy stuff, you know. So for us, for example, sometimes, you know, you go through life and you don't know who owes you what, right? So I think perhaps is it okay if it's a good practice, that, you know, usually when people say when you go to sleep, you forgive everyone. And I think the other thing we should do before we sleep is to say, if we were to say like, Ya Allah, you know, I forgive everyone or I let go anyone who has owed me anything. So would that like release that person from the debt?
Of course.
Yeah, I think that should be a
That would practice. Be a good way to move forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's more for the person, not
correct,
for us,
correct,
isn't
correct.
It?
Your right is being protected.
Yeah, because you otherwise that person cannot even enter.
Of course. They are going to have problem.
Yeah.
But if you are a person who have extra kindness, mercy, you just forget lah.
Yeah.
But you see, if the person is still alive and they are still very active and they also have some money now, you know, it's good for you to remind them why. So that they don't take things for granted. So that they don't do this to another person. And that's why sometimes you have to be hard not to make them suffer, to discipline them. It's like me, example, people come, can you lend me? We know that you are a good person, okay. But suddenly you see, he's no more closer to you now. Because he know he owe you and he didn't fulfill his promise. Mm-hmm. Neither he come back to you, Sheikh, I'm sorry, I promise I'll give you back in 2 months. Now, 2 years already. You don't even bother to come and tell me that can you delay or can I pay you monthly? Now, if you do that, deep in my heart, I will not just let it go like that because I will not educate you. You can do it to another person. But if you are doing this to me now, this is me, your teacher. And then you are cheating, lying to me, you can lie to other people more. So then I will be aware. I know if he is talking to somebody, also our Jama'ah, I would like to know later on, what the brother was talking, he asked me to lend him some money. I will say no. I warn the other brother, don't be the next victim. Because if not, I'm not being just to the other brother. I know he have a bad habit. He like to borrow, but he do not know how to pay. Neither he is humble enough to come back to you and say, I'm sorry, I don't have the mean. You know, can you please make it easy or can you just forgive me for that? We don't mind. People who are humble, we don't mind. But these people is like, you know, they take you for a ride. And they pretend nothing happened. It's not good. It's not good at all. Because you are not educating them, disciplining them. You're giving them the grade, you can go and do another person. I will not allow, if I know that another brother is going to be a victim, I know he's going to borrow, I will tell the brother, please, you want to give sadaqah, give. Don't borrow him or lend him because he don't pay. How can you know? I have experience. You can ask him about me if you want. Or you can call him, let me be there.
Yeah, sometimes some people when they lend money, right, they say, okay, I'll lend this to you. If you pay me, good. But if you can't pay, then...
Then that is better for you to give niyat sadaqah. Okay. Better, clear.
Yeah. Because then you don't feel bad that person doesn't pay you. It's also you give good sadaqah for the other person. Yeah.
So how much you want to give is up to you. But when people say, oh, please, I want... You see, we want to help them, but we want them to be honest. If not, you're not helping him to be a better person. He'll go to one to another one. I will not allow that to happen to my friend or to my to be the second victim. And that's how I move forward. You care for them, but they don't care about you. It's a hukum. No, of course, I have no problem, but you never come back to me. And then this is something we have to be strong to help the person. Yeah? Inshallah, we end by tasbih kifara. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. The meaning of this prayer, glory be to you, O Allah. All praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except you alone. And we seek your forgiveness. Forgive us, O Allah. And we repent to you. Accept our repentance. Alhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.